Ready to start a new Mishnah. In the Inyan, the topic of Hazama, but obviously new Yesodos, new Inyanim that are very, very important, very Yesodistic. Our Mishnah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, the second Mishnah actually on the Amud, begins with quoting a Pasuk, and this itself is not so simple what Pasuk is being quoted. The Pasuk that we read as follows: Al Pishnayim Edim, O Shlosh Edim Yumas Hanes. This is a Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. Toward the beginning, by the case of an Oved Avodah Zarah. So it says that a person is Chayav Misa if they're determined to have done the Avera, and the Pasuk expresses it could be based on Shnayim Edim or Shlosha Edim. Mishnah poses a question. Im is Kayemes HaEdus B'Shnayim, Lama Parat HaKasuv B'Shlosha. If the Edus is already going to hold with two Edim, why does Pasuk also give you the other number of Shlosha? And for this question, the Mishnah proceeds to give us several halachos that can be understood and gleaned from this fact that Torah is Parat Shlosha. So the Mishnah starts by telling us the Hakish Shlosha L'Shnayim, and it goes on to tell us one drasha that you can have Shnayim that can be Mazin Gimel. We'll see that in a minute. And then we go on to say Afil Meya. Then we have another drasha of Shimon. And the third point, Rabbi Akiva says. And then we have a fourth point that further gets clarified in the Mishnah, which is a sugya in its own right of Karavu Pasuk. Just before we even begin to scratch the surface, let's just get our bearings, get oriented as far as the very Pasuk that the Mishnah is referring to and the very question that the Mishnah is posing. So, and this is also Kedai, everybody, if you have a Chumash available, it'd be Kedai to see exactly what we're discussing here. So again, the Pasuk that we have read in front of us in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim. So the context is not Parshas Hazam at all. Right, again, Rotzeisa Sa'ishahu, Perak Yudzayin, right before this Pasuk Hey, to take the person who is Oved Avodah Zarah, and Uskaltam Bavonim Vamesu, says the Pasuk further, Pasuk Vav, Al Pishnayim Edim, Oshlosha Edim Yumas Hames, Lo Yumas HaPiyed Echad. That you have to have two or three. And the question is obvious. If the Pasuk says two is enough, why does it go on to say also three? Now, as you noted, if you notice, the Gra is Magia here in the Mishnah. What does the Gra say? Hagos HaGra. He changes it to a different Pasuk. Al pi shnei edim o shlosha edim yakum davar v'hu bedvarim yutes. Right, so a little further on in Parshas Shoftim. What do we have there? A similar diuk that one can make from that pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo yakum is yutes tes vav." Again, if you have it, and if you have it, but you should have it. Lo yakum eid echad beish. You can't have one aid that's going to rise up against somebody. One aid is insufficient to condemn somebody. Al pi shnei edim, o al pi shlosha edim yakum davar. Here too, the question can be asked: if it says shnei edim, so why does it go on to say shlosha edim? Why did the Gra change the gears? I mean, the question is valid. It sounds like a good question in both cases. We have to know why did the Gra change it. Well, one deal could be the Lashon HaMishnah itself. In Miskayemes HaEdus B'Shnayim, look carefully at the language. Miskayemes HaEdus B'Shnayim. Miskayemes HaEdus. What is that an echo of? Yakum Davar. Miskayemes, Yakum Davar. Sounds like the Mishnah was focusing on that pasuk. No, that's one possible thought. You have it similar language at the end of the Mishnah when you have the drush of Karvo Pasul and Rabbi Yossi qualifies it. And he says, the din in the moment is tiskayim ha'idus b'shar, the Russian tiskayim. Although from there you can be medayik perhaps in the other direction, in a second we'll see. But the Russian is miskayim. But that's not the end of the world. The Russian, the Mishnah is still using a Russian that the Eidus is miskayim. Perhaps there's something more here in the Gra, because you read the Mishnah, there are various drushes here, and the first three have to do with Hazama. That Shnayim Amazim Shlosha, and that you have to imazim all the Edim. If there are three, you have to imazim all three. or that the third one gets punished just like the other two, even though he wasn't needed. These are all halachas and hazama. Which pasuk is mentioned in the context of Parshas Hazama? The first pasuk in Shoftim is nothing to do with hazama. It's discussing an Ovid Avodah Zarah, al pi shnayim medim and shlosh edim yumas hames. So nothing to do with hazama. Masha Enkein, the other pasuk, is written mamish in the same section of hazama, right? The next pasuk right afterwards, right after the pasuk al pi shnei edim or shlosh edim yakum davar ki yakum et chamas bishganas b'sara v'amdu shnei anashim shalom v'nei Hashem v'toshu ha-shoftim heite v'nei heid sheker ha-eid sheker nabi achir v'asis mokash hazama. That is the section of hazama. So in that regard, it would make sense that the drasha that we're making, shnayim and shlosha, that teaches us something in hazama, would be the drasha that comes from the pasuk that's written in Parshas Hazama. That would have been another, perhaps, a support for the Graz Hagah. Mitzad Sheni, however, Rashi in Chumash is clear that the drasha did have to do with the pasuk earlier in the parsha. Rashi in Chumash, on the earlier pasuk, Dafka, not on the later pasuk, brings one of the drashas of our Mishnah. Rashi says in Yud Zayin Vav, Shnayim Edom Oshlosha, Imis Kayemes Edos B'Shnayim, paraphrasing the Lashon Mishnah, Lama Part Ucha Shlosha, Lahaki Shlosha L'Shnayim, Mashnayim Edos Achas, Av Shlosha Edos Achas, Ve'enas N'zomen, Ad She'ezum Mekulam. That's the second drasha in our Mishnah. So Rashi clearly had this drasha on the first pasuk. It's interesting, later in the Mishnah, when it comes to the fourth drasha mentioned, we had Rav Yossi comments that din of Nimsa Karvel Pasul, that they consider one kat to the extent that if one of them is Karvel Pasul, the entire kat is thrown out. So that is limited, says Rav Yossi, to Dinei Nefashos. Right, Ava B'dinei Mam Nisraim Edus Bashar. Rashi gives a reason why Dafka Dinei Nefashos. No, that's because the Pasuk was Dinei Nefashos, Yumas Hames. Dafka Tosis on the top of Davav, one of the Kashas Tosis asks on Rashi is, yeah, but there's another Pasuk, Badini Maminus. The first Pasuk is strictly Dini Nefashos. It's Yumas Hames. The second Pasuk doesn't say specifically Nefashos. Yakum Davar is whatever it might be, including Maminus. And that's good for the Gemara. It has a drasha. Eid Echad is not come with Chalabin Chalchatas, but Eid Echad could become for something. Where could Echad have relevance? What can Eid Echad do? Mechayev Shvuah. What's the context of that for Mamon? So obviously the Yokum Davar Pasuk is referring to Mamon, or certainly including Mamon. So Tosus has Akasha and Rashi on that Vava Med Aleph, with the point of Rashi that Rav Yossi limits the din of Karvel Pasul to the Nefashos. Rashi says because Nefashos has a special halacha, B'tzilu Ha'eda. Tosus says, yeah, but there's a Pasuk, a drasha, that you can make on the other Pasuk. In other words, it sounds like the Mishnah's drasha was the drasha of Yumas Hames. But Lamaisa, you can make a drasha there too. So then you should end up with the same halacha by Dina Maminis. You have to know how Tosus is going to answer that kasha based on his own pshat. We'll get to it. But Lamaisa, that would all be indicating that the girsa that we have, in fact, is correct. We don't have to change the girsa in the Mishnah. This is all important in terms of understanding what we're dealing with. Before we get into any specific drashas, what are we referring to? What are we bashing? Now, Lamaisa, these various drashas that we have here, Rashi quoting one of them in Chumash, the Ramban in Chumash addresses this from the perspective of Pshat. So he quotes first Rashi's words in Parsha Shoftim, which is the drasha of Ashiyazum Kulam. Then the Ramban has another suggestion, B'shem of Sadyagon, interesting halacha. Now again, we're talking about the pasuk of Yumas Hames, the first pasuk that we're referring to in the parasha. So what is the Ramban quote? Interesting thing. Al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim Yumas Hames. He says, shnayim edim are the people who testify. That's two edim. Shlosha edim refers not to edim, but to who? Those who saw it?
The
bathed in the dayanim. In other words, the kabbalas edus, even by din nefashos, says of Sadyagon, can be with a beis din of gimel. The halacha that you need a beis din of chav gimel for din nefashos is only for the psag din, for the gemar din. But the kabbalas edus doesn't have to be bifnei beis din shel chav gimel. The kabbalas edus can be a beis din of gimel. So that's the Sadia Gaon's chidush. The Ramban does not agree with that chidush. He doesn't think it's correct. It's just a side Indian that is when a geir for Sanhedrin, the halacha of Kabbalah's edus of din nefesh is whether it needs to be also b'fnei chav gimel. The Ramban, after quoting Rashi, so by the way, he quotes Rashi, he says, in another halacha, nimza karvel pasul, it is kulam b'teila, in kulam ne'rogim. That's not just what Rashi said, there's other drushes too. Val derech ha-pshat omar goyin Rav Sadia, shnayim edim o shlosha mikhabri edus ha-shnayim. The Ramban doesn't think it's correct in pshat. The pasuk doesn't say kabbalah seidus. That's number one. And because of kabbalah seidus about edim, it doesn't say kabbalah seidus. How are you reading it to the words of the pasuk? But then he says more than that. It's not correct. Ki medum melisha toha goyin bedino ki edus ki nefashes lo tikuba rak b'fnei seven shesem b'shlosha. Lamaisa, the Ramban says lufi pshuto shel mikra. Another idea. Pshuto shel mikra leimor. Then two edim will be brought to Beis Din to testify, and that's good enough. Oh, al pi shlosha, meaning if there are more of edim that saw it. So the pasuk is trying to tell us an interesting point, that when you hear about it and you feel, you know that there are people who saw this act, that person should be chay misa based on what they did. So you should try to seek out as many edim that saw it as possible and bring them all to Beis Din. We should try to solicit more edim if possible. So that's what the Torah says, shlosha. And who are the lameya? Because the emes will be coming more clear by the more edim that come. Of course, if you can't get as many as that, some of them disappeared, whatever, good. Dai b'shnayim. That's the Ramban lufi pshuto shel mikra. This is all before the Mishnayis come and give their drushes. Just an interesting nekuda, we'll see this maybe later with Pnei Yeshua. L'maisa, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon's pshat is only a problem from the Ramban's perspective in halacha by din nefashis. But l'masho by din maminis, so there one could certainly have thought the other pasuk of Yakum Davar, maybe you could say, the shnei edim are the testifiers, and the shlosha would be those who mekabel the edus. They're ready, the Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon could read it into the pasuk that way. So that would at least resolve the other pasuk. All right, this is just in terms of getting our feet wet, just to understand what we're discussing here in terms of the psukim themselves. So we'll go with the girsa again. It appears to be Rashi's girsa, Rashi and Chumash as we saw, and so on, that the Mishnah is darshaning from the first pasuk mentioned that there has to be some reason why the Torah goes on to say shlosha edim. So what's the first drasha that we have? Lama parat akasuv b'shlosha. Says the Mishnah, number one, Ela lahaki shlosha l'shnayim. We want to make an equation here. By putting shnayim and shlosha together in the pasuk, it's in order to equate the two of them, one to the other. The lashon of Mishnah is shlosha l'shnayim, as follows. Ma shlosha mazimin es ha-shnayim. Just as three edim can be mazim two, because they're the majority, and it's obvious that that should be no issue. If you have three edim being mazim two edim, af hashnayim yazumu es hagimel. So it will be that two edim can be mazim three, even though the first edim have more witnesses in that kat than the second pair. So the chidush is that still the koach of hazama applies for shnayim against shlosha. Minayin afilu meya. How can you know even that two can be mazim even 100? In other words, expression we call trei kameya, but talking here seemingly by hazama, tamaloma edim. Just a semantic issue, again, in terms of the lashon mishnah. What are we trying to be makish then? What would you think? Why are we makish to what? We're saying just as three can be mazim two, so two can be mazim three. So what are we really be makish to what? Three to two or two to three?
Two to three.
Two to three. Just as three can be mazim two edim, so also two can be mazim three edim. What's the lashon mishnah? Lahakish shlosha l'shnayim. strange. What should it say? Lakish shnayim v'shlosha. You know, three is the given. Three have a halacha about three. The three can matter two. And now we're going to compare to that shnayim to shlosha. Apparently, the Gersa Sarash was in fact that lakish shnayim v'shlosha. But that's the only place you find it. Everyone else, the Gersa is clearly this way. Shlosha l'shnayim. So the Tosfos Yontif, others struggle here. No, maybe the simple way out, maybe the Gemara Sari says like this. Yeah, but it's l'hakish shlosha l'shnayim from the perspective of the muzamim, those who will be coming zalmimim. In other words, when we say shlosha mitzimim l'shnayim, it means that two, just as two can become zalmimim by three who testify about them, imanu ha'yisef, so two, three can become zalmimim through the hazama of two who are ma'azim them. So it's, in fact, shlosha l'shnayim from the perspective of who's getting to become zalmimim. With me? No? So shlosha l'shnayim, just like two can become classified as zalmimim with the hazama of three who spoke against them, imanu ha'yisef. So too, shlosha, when makis shlosha lishnayim, the shlosha can become classified as zomin, even though only two people were mazin. Okay, maybe like that. Okay, that's a semantical issue. But what's the etzem halacha that's being stated here in this first brush? That you would have thought that the koach hazama of shnei edim would only be if the mazim shnai, or if you have three Edim be Mazim Shnayim, or two Mazim Shnayim, but not if the Edim that they're testifying of Banu Hayisem about are more in number than that. You wouldn't know that there should be a Koach of Hazama. Is this a halacha specific to Hazama? This Havamina that would Kamashmala that they could be Mazim? From the Me'iri it sounds that way. What would be otherwise? Let's talk about Hakchasha, for example. What's Hakchasha? Not Imanu Hayisem. We have the Mishnah Daf Hamed Aleph, right? Instead of saying Imanu Hayisem, they contradict the story that the first Edom said. So they would say, for example, Reuven killed Shimon. The first peer say Reuven killed Shimon. The second peer say Reuven did not kill Shimon. Reuven was with us. Shimon was with us. That's not Hazama. That's Hakchasha. So that's called Trey Utrey, and then we don't know who to believe. Obviously, we can't kill Reuven, but we're not going to carry out Kasha Zamam against the first Edom. We don't know who to believe. So we have a Trey Utrey. No. So now, let's say the first pair of Edom have a cut of Gimel. Three Edom testify we killed Shimon. And two Edom testify that Reuven, who you say killed Shimon, was with us at that date, that time. Do you need now a drasha to teach me that you can have two Edom who have the power to be makfish, to create now a suffix that on this situation that we don't know who to believe, that you need a pasuk to tell me that you can have hakchasha even though the number of edim in the first cut are more than that of the second cut? Or is that obvious? And it's only by hazama that this issue is now being discussed. The Mishnah is stating it by hazama. The Me'iri says, Shelo tomar. His gear says also, Lahakish Losha Lishnaim, Mashnaim Aziminis Ashnaim, interesting, his gear says, Ashnaim Aziminis Ashlosha Philomea. Shlo Tomar, Hoel, the Eid Zomim Chidushu. You shouldn't say, well, the whole idea of Eid Zomim is a Chidush. After all, why do you believe the second pier over the first pier? The first pier say, we saw it, we testified about, and the second pier says, you were with us, you didn't see it. So why do you believe the second pier? There's a cuss of the Chidush. So that chidush should be limited in scope when you have the same number of edim in both peers. If the first peer that are testifying have more in number than the second peer, lo yuzmo apiyah. So they shouldn't become zomimim based on the second peer's edus. So the Me'iri is clearly understanding the entire point of the Mishnah's Chiddush, a Trei Kameya, as we say, Trei Kameya, is specifically by the Hazama situation, why would I think that he wouldn't say Treka Meir? Because the whole halacha of Hazama is a chidush. It would seem from the Meiri, by Akhasha, we would have no need for any drush. That would be the Meiri. The Ritva seemed to say differently. So first he talks about how do you know 100 getitosis in that. But hada aminan bi alma trei kemeya mehacho denafkulan. That rule trei kemeya is not just a specific phrase that refers to hazam. Trei kemeya means the idea that you can have two aden that are like 100 aden, meaning for all achts. We don't look at numbers. Once you get two, that's the maximum. That's the koach of edus. So the fact that one period is 100, one period is 2, it's all the same. Once you get to 2, you're in the same koach of edus as 100. The Ritva says that principle is learned from here. It's not hazama halacha, it's halacha trei kemeya. The Mishnah expresses that din of trei that you sowed in terms of hazama. But it would just as much be relevant for hakhash. And so is mavur and the Rambam. The Rambam have the Rambam. Edus, it's not stumbling in the back here. No, we have a copy of the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam is mamish clear that way. Oh, you have sheets. Yeah, okay. What does the Rambam write in Perek? Is it Perek Chosh?
Yudches Gimel.
Oh, Yudches. Zeshe mina Torah. Yudches Gimel. Zeshe mina Torah. Edim ha'achronim al ha'edus edim harishonim. Xeris ha'kasifi. The idea of Hazama that we believe the second period is Xeris HaKasav, Afilu, Hayu Ha'edim HaRishonim Neya, Ubo Shnayim V'Hizimum, V'Omru Lahem Anu Me'idim Sha'atem HaMeya Kulchem, Imanu Ha'yisim B'mokam Ploni, the two Edim say about the 100 period, the 100 cut of 100, you were all with us, Ha're'eu Ne'anashim Ha'piyem, Sha'ashnayim K'meyo Me'a K'shnayim. So first of all, brings this halacha for Hazam. V'chein, v'shtei ki te'edim ha'makchisho zu ezu en hochen acha harov el dochen eshtei. And then puts it all together. Sounds like, I would say like the Ritva. In other words, it's all one halacha. Trei kemeya, ben ba'azama, ben ba'akchasha. We don't look at numbers. Trei kemeya. Okay, now, B'lamaisa certainly, okay, from the Me'iri, it would seem like by Hakhasha, it would be for sure. We wouldn't need any Chiddush HaPasuk, any Drasha. It's a Svara, you might say, Trei Kemeya. But Hazama, because it's a Chiddush, maybe the Torah wouldn't extend that Chiddush if it's a situation where the first pier are greater in number. Okay, we understand the Me'iri. According to the Ritva, it sounds like the whole rule everywhere is really based on the drush. That's interesting in its own right. So why would the Meiri hold this misvara, and here we need, according to others, we need a pasuk? But I want to talk about Hazama for a second. This is a kasha that should bother us. Clearly, the drusha speaks to Hazama as well. Maybe exclusively, or maybe also Hazama. But clearly speaks to Hazama. That means that you need a special drusha of Shlosha Eidim, part of Shlosha. Then I can go to Meya based on the word Eidim. That you can have two Eidim, can imagine three, and imagine even 100. And without this brush, I wouldn't know that it could work that way. Maybe Hazama is only if it's two and two. Why does the Torah say that we believe the second pier when they say Imanu Hayisim? So the Meiri just says Chidush, right? That's the Meiri. That's what you have in the Gemara Bava Kama. Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, Mikano Lahava Unifsal, Mafei Unifsal. So if you say it's Mikano Lahava because it's a Chidush, so there's an evidence in the Gemara. You have to know what Abaye will hold. But there is a Svara that the Ramban gives in Chumash that we discussed, if you remember, and the Tur quotes this as well. Ramban gives something of a Hesber. Why the Torah is Maimin the second pier of Eidim? What did the Ramban say? That when the Eidim testify Imanu Hayisem, you were with us, you could not have seen what you testified that you saw. You were with us. It's treated as if they would have been testifying about the Edom themselves, that they are Pasul Edom. It's as if they would say, you will chal Shabbos. And that's the reason why the first pair of Edom are not going to be believed, because they're not allowed to testify about themselves to contradict the second pair of Edom. If the second pair of Edom deny the specifics of the story, so that's a trey, because first pair say the story happened as we told you, second pair says it didn't happen, so it's one pair against the other. So then, my chaz is the samchas ahani, samchas mochahani, we don't know, trey. However, if what the second pair are saying, we don't know about the story, whatever the story could have happened as far as we're concerned, but you are wrong in testifying this, you are saying sheker because you did not see it. So the Ramban says, the Torah treats that as if it would be edus and gufan shal edim. The Hatam, says the Ramban, mipnei shal edus hazu, when they say imanu ha'isem, al gufan shal edim, v'heim, enam ne'manim al atzmam lomar lo asinu kach. Shari yecholam halol lomar lehem shargus ha'nefesh o shechilas ha'shabbos. However, we're mazbir, but the Ramban is explaining a rationale for the notion of Hazama. Nu, is it any question in anyone's mind? If two Edim say about 100 Edim that you are all Pasul Edim because you're Machal Shabbos, would anyone have a reason to think that they should be believed because there are 100 people on one side and two on the other? The 100 people can't say that we were not Machal Shabbos, it's about themselves. You believe the second pair over the first because the second pair are testifying on Gufan Shel Edim. According to Ramban, that's what Hazam is. Hazam is treated as Eidus and Gufa Shared. This is a big ha'ar. Like, why would it need to be? And again, Hazam is clearly what the Mishnah is discussing. For the Meiri, it's only Hazam. And for the Rishwaz Mashma, Bein HaKchash, Bein Hazam, so in the Rambam. So if you don't go with the Ramban, the Meiri doesn't say, what about the Svar? This is Chidushu, so very good. So then the whole point is, all Chidush anyway, limit the Chidush, the case where the numbers are even. But if we give, once we entertain the Hezbollah the Ramban gives, that's a little harder to read the Mishnah. Why would there be a need to tell me that Lacha Trei Kameya if the mechanism of Hazama is, it's a testimony on Gufin Shel Eid? What does this indicate for us? What do we have to, tweak something here. We have to sort of revisit this whole Ramban in some way. The Ramban, the tour, not as simple as we thought. Nope. What seems to be the direction we have to go? Nope. What do you think, Alex?
When the original Edom, when they testify, they're kind of saying that we are kosher Edom. So now when the second Edom come and amazim them, so now it's the first Edom are saying we're kosher. The second Edom were testifying of their puzzle.
No. Again, but that's what you have here. They can't contradict by saying about themselves. So it's obvious Trey Kameya. Because if the Maya are speaking about themselves and the Trey are speaking about the Maya, so what do you mean Trey Kameya? So obviously the second pair believe. Either the first ones are more numerous. But they can't talk about themselves. That's our problem. Yeah?
You said two people couldn't possibly see 100 people.
Yeah, so that's a horror that I saw. I want to discuss that. You see in a Yehuda such an idea. Yeah. The Maisa, that's interesting too. That's a side question. That's not what we're focusing on. It's a good horror. The earlier Mishnah seems to speak to this in some way also. You have something good. But Maisa, the din is clear. The din is that you could, there's something suspicious about that, whatever the case of the status is. But Maisa, what do we say here for this regarding this question? Yeah?
Even though it's Eden or Kufash or Eden, it's still in the confines of the
case. Okay, so that's the first beginning of an approach. I think what you're saying is valid. That obviously, and there is certainly room to say like this, that even for the Ramban and the Tur who give a Hezber, it doesn't preclude the fact that it's a Chidush. It's the Chidush HaTorah that now that you have a Chiddush HaTorah, now you can give some kind of a Hezbollah for it. We wouldn't, on our own, assume that Imanu Hayisim is considered a Gufen Shaled. It's the Torah says that we believe them, and the Geder HaDavar, the Mahalach is, we view that as if we're a Gufen Shaled. But there's still a Chiddush element, and if I don't allow the Chiddush to go forward, so then you won't say the Hezbollah either. In other words, the Chiddush has to be limited in context, maybe.
So only when the chiddush is true, then I can give the explanation that I give. Yeah, that's, I think, the beginning of an answer. Maybe we can maybe embellish it a little bit. Lamaisa, the second pair of Eidim, are believed. Is it because they're testifying on Gufan Shel Eidim that they're believed? Or it starts off that they're testifying about the Eidus, that Eidus is false Eidus, and the Torah takes that testimony that says Imanu Yisem and says it's in effect saying that they said false Eidus. The Eidus of the second tier has to first be accepted by Torah's Eidus itself. That they have a right to speak against the first pair of Eidim, to contradict them. And now that we can accept what they're saying, they have a koach against that first pair of Eidim. Now we take that Eidus and we convert it into an Eidus as if it were a Gufan Shel Eidim. But were I to say that the whole koach of Eidus to begin with is only when it's equal numbers, not when the first peer that I'm speaking about have a greater number. There's no koach of Eidus to speak about, to accept, in order then to now say, well, that Eidus that comes to contradict the first peer, that Eidus is now going to be viewed as condemning the first peer as liars, as Me'idim Eidus Sheker, as Pasula Eidim. If you remember, the way that we explained the Ramban at the time, it's not that the Ramban was saying that Imanu Hayisem, to talk about whether you were there or not there, is considered talking about yourself. It's not what the Ramban meant. You medayik in the language, if you remember, of the Ramban and the Tur, they couldn't say, Lo Asinu Kach, the Ramban says, what the Tur says. I mean, Lo Asinu Kach. They can't say that we were there. What's the Lo Asinu Kach? The answer is because the way it works is that the second pair of Eidim, by saying, we don't know the story, but we know you couldn't have seen it, that becomes an Eidus that the first pair of Eidim were violating Lo Sana. And Lo Sana is an Avera that passes you Eidus, the same way Chil Shabbos passes you Eidus. So the Eidus has to first talk about the contradicting the first Eidus, the first pair of Eidim, and the Torah takes that contradiction and makes it a contradiction that speaks to the kashrus of the Eidim themselves. But it has to start off as an Eidus that's contradicting the Eidus. And if it's contradicting the Eidus and the Torah gives that weight, so then the weight the Torah assigns to it, the chiddush of the Torah is, it becomes an Eidus not just about the story, because they didn't know the story after all. It becomes an Eidus that the Torah treats as saying, you are made Eidus Sheker. But the way it becomes an Eidus that you are Pasul Eidus, Imanu Hayisem, is because we can let it go through the front door. We can let it first express itself vis-a-vis the Eidus. You said Eidus Sheker. That means that we believe the second pair, we can let the second pair speak to the situation about the Eidus of the first pair. But if I would say that you cannot allow Eidim whose number are 2 speak about a cat that's number 3 or more, then we never got to first base. Then we never got to the point that you can have now registered an Eidus that now will become, with the Chiddush HaTorah, the equivalent of saying you said false testimony. The way it becomes a Gufan Shel Eidim is because the Eidus is accepted to be able to contradict the first pair of Eidim. It doesn't start off as an Eidus. When you have 2 Eidim and say, about 100, you and Machal Shabbos, the Eidus from the get-go is an Eidus al Gufan Shel Eidim. So no one has to tell me that 2 people can say about 100 people the Machal Shabbos. The reason why this Imanu Hayisem is equivalent of Eidus al Gufan Shel Eidim is because you first have to accept the Eidus as Eidus to contradict the first Eidus. But if the contradiction of the first Eidos is in the form of an Imanu Ha'isa, the Torah takes that Eidos of contradicting the first Eidos and converts that to virtually saying, you were violating Osat. So the Eidos of Imanu Ha'isam becomes, in the eyes of the Torah, more than just a quibbling about the details of the story, since they anyway don't know the story. That's the whole point. They don't know the story. They only know that the first Eidim weren't there. But the first Eidim say we were there. But if I allow that Eidos to be accepted by the second pair of Eidim, to say that your story is, that your version of the story cannot be correct, you could not have seen it, the Torah takes that Eidos and says, oh, that's viewed, that's a Chiddush HaTorah, as if you would say you were violating Osan. But if to begin with I wouldn't give a koach of Eidun, of Eidus, for two Eidim against three, then you never got the first base. Then you can never testify to contradicting the first Eidim to begin with. So it doesn't become an Eidus HaGufin Shel Eidim. It only becomes an Eidus HaGufin Shel Eidim because they're able to speak to contradict the first pair of Eidim. So again, you can say without all this extra embellishing, but I think it makes it more geschmack. In other words, so you still need to come on to the chiddush of Trei Kameya in order to say that they have a koach to speak against them. Just a little bit of a diuk in Rashi, if you will. It's interesting. We'll get to the next line of the Mishnah in a second, but Rabbi Akiva continues and has a different drasha, which we'll soon read. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva doesn't need a drasha to tell me what the first drasha said. He knows it misvara. The lashon of Rashi is the first words of the next Rashi. Kiva mulopa shlishi lo hutzvach lamdenu zos. You don't need the part of kasav shlosha to tell me what you just taught me. De memela yadinan. Because I know on my own, says Shnayim Mezimines Hashlosha, Sharei Hashnayim Kshir Mechol Edios. Again, we'll leave the rest of the Rashi for a second because there's more in the Rashi for the next Rasha. But meanwhile, why is the first Rasha Pasha to Rabbi Akiva? Rashi's words are, we know that Shnayim Mezimines Hashlosha, Sharei Hashnayim Kshir Mechol Edios. What does that mean? Okay, Shnayim Kshir Mechol Edios, but maybe they can be Mezim Shlosha. The issue is because what we're trying to say is Shnayim Kavim Mazim Shlosha means maybe they don't have a koach of Eidos against Shlosha. So you can't accept the Eidos as Eidos. So therefore you can't make an Eidos a Gufin Shel Eidos. So Rashi says that Bikiba takes it for granted. That Shnayim Akash Al Chol Eidos, that's it. So they have a koach on anything. Shaila is, do Eidim have a koach on a kat that's more than them? If they have a koach of Eidim, they have a koach on everything, on a jurisdiction not to speak about it. Okay, that's in terms of drasha number one. Yeah, Ellie. Good. Continues in Mishnah. So this is the first possible drasha from Parat Kasav Shlosha. Rav Shimon says something else. Again, Rav Shimon is going to work from a hekesh. Why does the Torah tell us? Why does the Torah tell us Shnayim and Shlosha Yomas Hameis? In order, again, the Hakish Shlosha is Shnayim for a different halach. Reb Shimon Omer, Mas Shnayim Einam Neharogin Ad Sheyu Shneim Zomim. Just as we know, when it comes to Shnei Eidim, you cannot carry out the onus of Misa of Kasha Zaman if they testified about somebody being Chayim Misa, unless Yomazim both of them. This we had earlier in the Gemara on the Amud. So now the equation, the hekesh, the shlosha, is going to tell me, af shlosha, einam neharogin ad sheyu shloshtan zomimin. That when you have a kat of gimel, of three eidim, you cannot carry out the onus of kasha zaman to kill them unless you mazim all three. So that's the drasha, that's what Rashi quoted in Chumash, as we saw before. So Rav Shimon learns it from the Hekesh of Shlosha Lishnai. How do I know to get even to 100, that you have to mazim all, even 100? I'm nine, I feel mea tamalo me'edim. This is a new drasha. What's the source for this halacha? So again, in other words, we're makish, kosher l'shnayim. What's the source for shnayim? We took for granted by shnayim if you mazim both. Now comes the drasha to be makish, kosher l'shnayim, that you have to makish even the third one. How do you know by shnayim if you makish? Maybe you should punish the one if you mazim one of the two. You should give him the onesh misa. How do I know that you have to mazim both Aiden by shnayim? Not all at once. What? Oh, Rashi earlier said something on this, right? Because we had in the earlier Gemara with Yehuda ben Tabai, right? Where he killed a single aid that became his own name. And Rav Shimon Shatach told him he did a terrible thing because the din is you need to be mazin both. Rashi gave us an explanation. Rashi earlier in the Amud. She amru chachamim mashnayim in the rog mashizum mashneyim. And this is what we have in our Mishnah. Rashi gives an explanation earlier. Diba maskel shaharei. Dechsiv v'hinei eid sheker ho'eid. V'omar mar kol mokr shnayim ha'eid harei kan shnayim ashifur l'chal kosov echad. So eid sheker, that's the Parshas Hazama. So you have to do miyati mazim the entire kat. That's how Rashi learns is the source. Now comes the drasha of parat l'cha kosov shlosha. So we mark it, shlosha shnayim, that they all consider one kat, you have to mazim all three, not enough to mazim two. This is Rav Shimon. Comes Rabbi Akiva. The Akiva is going to suggest a new explanation for paracha katva shlosha, but before he does that, he also dismisses in some way what was said before. And this is why you have to understand various explanations. We'll see exactly how to read Rabbi Akiva. Akiva's words, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Lo ba hashlishi lahakel elo lahachmir olav. In other words, according to what we just stated before, by saying the drasha just previously mentioned in the Mishnah, by adding the shlishi, it ends up giving us a chumah or a kula. A kula, that if you're mazin two out of the three, you can't carry out kasha damam to kill them. The Kiva says lo ba hashlishi lahakel, by adding the shlosha edim. It's not coming lahakel. What does that mean exactly? That it's not coming lahakel, but the din is correct or the din is not correct? What? What? Machokas, yeah. So what do you know? What's Rashi going to say? It's correct. It's not arguing in din, it's just that you don't need it from a drasha. This is, according to Rashi, in other words, it's all pashut. And going back on the first din as well. It's everything until now is correct, but you don't need the pasuk for it. You don't need a hekesh for it. The din trei kameya, the first drasha for Bikiva, is a given. Bein bakchasha, bein bahazama. But not only that, but what else is a given? Shalachah, you have to imagine everybody. According to Rashi, that's one. That's Rashi. Mahalach of Rashi. Tosis in Sanhedrin, the Ritva here, the Muki Yosef. How many got to all of that? Different ways to learn Rabbi Akiva. To see carefully. Rashi is learning that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Dina, but he says it's all pashut. You don't need the drasha for that. Lo ba'ashkishi gohakel, ela hachmir ala, but rather the point of the Torah mentioning shlosh eidim is the hachmir ala, to be able to be more machmir, to be able to impose the onesh against him. The last is Dino Keote Be'egu, to be able to give him the same onesh as the others, even though he's only a tag along. He wasn't necessary. Which means a tremendous Musa Haskar Rabbi Kiva draws from this. The Imkain, Anash HaKasuf, L'nitpal Ovre Avera, Ka'ovre Avera. So you see, the Pasuk has now pinned a punishment on somebody who's just tagging on to Ovre Avera. Without him, the Avera would have been committed, was finished, and he came and didn't really contribute. The Aveira, the Avalu was done without him. But meanwhile, he was still associated, and he's therefore tainted by the same onesh. And Rabbi Kiva learns from here, Kavachomer, we know Mida Tova Meruba. Alachas Kamakama Yishalem Schar, Lenitfa, Lose Mitzvah, Kose Mitzvah. Certainly, the same thing will be true if somebody just tags along for a Dvar Mitzvah, even though Mitzvah will be done without him. But you'll get Schar all the more so. Let's just see the Rashi and take your question in a second. Let's see Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Oh, so first Rashi says, Mashanai Meina Rag Rashi Yisum Mishnei, and that's the Mishimin, Kibit Prishus Le'el. So we spoke it out, right? Kibit Prishus Le'el, Rashi turns you to the Rashi before. What's the Kibit Prishus Le'el? That's the Drasha, Eight Sheker Ha'ed, you have to imagine both. So comes the Hekish and says, Rav Shimon tells us, Shlosha is the same thing. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Ba Shlishi, Lo Hutzrach, Lamdeinu Zos, you don't need the Pasuk to teach this to me. You don't need the Shlishi and the Pasuk to create a Hekish to tell me this. The Memele Yadinan, so Rashi goes one by one. The Memele Yadin, number one, what I know automatically, Shishnayim Aziminas HaShlosha. I know the first din of the Mishnah without a Hekish. I know two can pass it to me. Share, Hashnayim Kshayim Chol Adios. So again, Rashi's saying, if Kshayim or Kshayim Chol Adios, then an Adios of three is like within the purview. Chol Adios. Anything. Adios of three against an Adios of four, doesn't matter. It's all good. The other side would have been, no, they have no Koach of Adim against a Kat that's more numerous than them. But Kiva says, no, the Koach of Adim is the Chol Adios. And what else do we know on our own? We also know on our own, She'en Zomimin, Achi Yizumu Kulam. Here it says Rashi, clearly Rabbi Akiva agrees with the din, but without a need for a drasha. Without a need for a drasha. She'en Kulam Ke'echad Nasu Eidim. Because they all became Eidim together. They all came to be made at the same time. Ukrak Siv. Vinei eight sheker ha'ed. So what are we being mazim? The eight sheker, the edus, they're all one kat. You don't need a pasuk, they're all one kat. It's obvious that you have to be mazim the entire kat without any drushes. So what is the need for the pasuk? V'lo ba elo lahachmir olav. To come to be more stringent on the third person. Shelo tomar. So that you not say, ho'el u'belav hu. Without an edus would be valid anyway. Therefore, perhaps will yasu bo din hazama. We mevcha kasuf sh'afhu min mekayim davar. He's also considered to be an active party here. Mekayim davar. Rashi's paraphrasing welcome davar. Even though the pasuk that we're discussing now is the Yimas Hames pasuk, Rashi uses the lashon mekayim davar. So what's the chidush? That he is considered to be a party to what's going on, even though he could have happened without him. Alachas kam v'kama, why is it a kavu chomer? Shemitzino mida tova merubim is peranus. When it comes to doing giving schar, we find that the method is such that the Torah gives even more schar than it gives onesh. The mida tova omer no sechesu la'alafim, it's 2,000 generations. The mida peranus who omer ashkeishim ba'uribayim. A second. So Rabosai, I ask you the following. Where does Rabbi Akiva know that Anas HaKasav will nitbo v'yaver? How does he know it? That he gets the same punishment? Tell me. Because of the Hekish. That's what you're telling me. It's because of the Hekish. The Hekish tells me that the same way the two get punished, the third one gets punished. That's how you want to learn. But let's understand. The Mishnah continues. Whose words are the next words of the Mishnah? Umashnayim comes, the Mishnah continues. And there's something else. Umashnayim, we're going to compare Shlosha to Shnayim. Mashnayim, Nimsa Echamim Karvo Pasuk Yusim Betela. If one of the two Eidim is found to be disqualified as an Eid, he's a Karvo Pasuk, the whole Eidus is no longer valid. You don't have an Eidus anymore. It's obvious because you don't have two Eidim. Av Shlosha, Nimsa Echamim Karvo Pasuk Yusim Betela. With to be as well, if one is a carpal puzzle, even though you have two that are left, still it's no good. These words are whose words? Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Rishonim point out. It's in the first commanding Gemara that tested in Sanhedrin, or Rabbi Akiva. Because what the Gemara says over there is of Yossi and Rabbi that continue to speak about this halacha and its parameters are going within Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says. So it's clear from the Gemara and the Rishonim pointed out over here, this is from Rabbi Akiva. So comes that Rabbi Kiva is using the Hekish to tell me Nimsa Karvo Pasul by Gimel, Idusa B'Teila, just like by Shnai. But you just told me to use the Hekish for the din of to punish the third person just like the earlier ones. So what? He can use the Hekish for both things?
Indeed, they're both the same.
Okay, so you could say, one way to say is Ein Hekish L'Nechza. You could say like that. Whatever you could learn from Ekesh. If I don't know it without the Ekesh tells me that and that. But there's another way. Look in Rashi Sanhedrin, it's mashma this way. Could be that the din of Rabbi Akiva of Lahachmir Olav is not from the Hekesh. Where's it from? Who can tell me? It's not from the Hekesh. From what? What? No. What was the original question of the Mishnah? What was the original question of the Mishnah, Rabbi Osei? In Parat Lecha Akosim Shnayim, Loma Parat Chashlosh. So Loma Parat Shlosh. So the Mishnah jumps with that and says, oh, must be Parat Shlosh to be Makish, Shlosh Lishnayim. So the Mishnah gives one heck reason, one thing that the heck is just telling me. Another thing, the Gibbon says, no, Loma Akosim Lahakir. So now, Loma Parat Shlosh. Lahachmir, Parat Shlosha, by saying Shlosha, by throwing in the pasuk, oh Shlosha Edim, is to tell me that he'll get the onus just like the two. Meanwhile, what else do I have in the pasuk besides Parat Shlosha? L'maisa, what do I have in the same pasuk, next to one, next to the other? Shnayim and Shlosha. The Hekish, that's the next verse. So the Akiva's Hekish of Shnayim and Shlosha, which is built into the pasuk, is the teach me Nimsa Karvo pasuk. But the fact that the Parat Shlosha, why does Torah to say Shlosh at all? That would be to teach me. That's what's mashed by Rashi Sanhedrin, I believe. The Yuk and Rashi Daftes, where it's quoted, it seems to me that Rashi is saying. Rashi says, Loba Shlishi Dimashba Shnemar Abishnaim Eidim Koskin Shlosh, Loma Nemar O Shlosh Eidim, El Hachmul Abritin Chomer Be Eidim Shekin, Shlishi Zapi Shaloyas, and Eden Alpiv, and so on. Someone had a question before? Yes.
The Ritva says
we know it from here. The Ritva is the one who said whenever we say Trei Kamei and Shas, it's because of this rush. That's what Ritva said. The Meiri would be mashma. Otherwise, the Meiri would be mashma that Trei Kamei by Hakrasha is Misvara. And the drasha is only specific because hazama is a chidush. I wouldn't know necessarily by hazama that you say trei kamei.
So both agree though that the drasha.
And then according to both, it sounds right for the Ritfords and the Rambam is mashba. The Rambam didn't tell you we know it from, but lemaisa the pasuk that's teaching me trei kamei for the Ritva is the hakrash and hazama. It's talking about hazama. That's what the Mishnah's words are talking about. But the Ritva it's trei kamei everywhere. So it's hakrasha too. The Meiri sounds like the Mishnah is only needed to tell me Azam. But when the Mishnah continues along, that we see from Rabbi Akiva saying that none of what you said until now is needed to be learned out of a drasha. In other words, he knows Trei Kamei. And remember, notwithstanding the kasha that we had with the Ramban and the Tur, that after all, could be that close. You could throw that if you want. Maybe that's why it was Pashat to Rabbi Akiva. I don't know. Or for whatever other reason it was Pashat to him. It was Pashat to Trei Kamei. And it was also Pashat to him that you need to mazen everybody. According to Rashi. That's Machokes, we'll see the other Mahalchim and Rishonim. And then Rabbi Akiva says, you need the Shlishi to tell me that he has the same din as the others.
So the Rishonim, like the Ritva and all the Rishonim that you mentioned, they don't know like Rabbi Akiva.
Well, again, it could be he was just commenting on the Mishnah, so I don't know what he holds himself. He's saying, you're right, Pashtus, it sounds like, unless he knew within this time of the Mishnah, that you have to assume Trei Kamei everywhere is because of this. It doesn't tell you whether he's... let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll have to see what we have to... Our work is cut out for us, but just to get the Hashlam of the Mishnah. So now, this next part of the Mishnah is really a Mamish Sugya in its own right, a Shas Sugya. This the parameters of this halacha karvel pasul. So we have the hekish teaching me karvel pasul yidus b'teila, and that already you need a hekish for. Right, that Rabbi Kiva concedes you need a hekish for, and you know arba, and you know shlosha, and then you know even meya, Eidim. But here Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi, he limits the scope of this halach. I'm Rav Yossi. When is the rule hold that Nimsa Karpos is Metela is only by Din Nefashos? Avo B'din Imamanis Tiskayim Ha'edus Bishar. Lashon Rav Yossi is, by Din Imamanis, the Edus can still stand up with whatever is left. You can just isolate the Karpos Pasul and use the remaining Edim to paskin what you need to paskin. By Din Imamanis, the Halacha does not apply. Why not? Says Rashi, interesting Rashi, Dechsiv V'tzilu Ha'eda U'madvin Naschusa. The Pasuk says in Parshas Masi, B'tzilu Ha'eda, we learn out many times that Din Nefashos, we bend over backwards to see not to have to kill somebody. So therefore, if there'll be this halacha, Karvo Pasuk Dusim B'tela, we'll be able to free the person. The person won't be chayiv. So therefore, it holds only by Din Nefashos. But the Imamanis, we don't apply the rule Karvo Pasuk. Yeah, so we have all kashas on Rashi, that's what Rashi learns. That is Rav Yossi's shita. Rebbe disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe Omer, no, the halacha is true all the time. A nipsa karvo pasul. Echad din imamnes, ve'echad din nefashos. So we have one machlokes so for Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, whether the rule of nipsa karvo pasul applies even by din imamnes. Now we have Rebbe saying something else, which Rabbi Yossi mistamet disagrees with, as we'll see in the Hemshach HaSugya. But Rebbe says there is a caveat, however. The emasai. When is it true that we say nimsa karpos nivitela, not automatically all situations, bisman shehisru behem. If the Edim gave hasra, we're talking about din nefashos now, so even by din nefashos, where everyone agrees that there's a din nimsa karpos pasul, but Rebbe says, wait a second, only if they intended to be made, one way to show that willingness to be made is to give hasra. Abisman shelo hisru behem, if they didn't offer hasra, then how could it be that there's going to be a din of karvo pasul din b'tela? Because ma yasu shnei achin shero be'achad shorok es nefesh. Two brothers witnessed an act of murder. So one of them will go to Beis Din with a third party that saw it and should testify. But if you tell me that there's a din of karvo pasul din b'tela even without hasra, even without das to be made, then there's no way that the person can get killed, even though one brother goes with another person to Beis Din. Rashi. Echadin imamnis. This is the first point Rebbe disagrees with. Nami dusim b'tela. But Rebbe adds, bizman sheyisru behen, ubedinin nefashos, within din nefashos, ki amrina b'tela, bizman shakarov opasu nishtate be'edus mitchila, lios min hamasrin be'obi avera. It was joined in with the edus to warn the person for what he did. Avo imlo hisru behen. Rashi adds, not just about Hasra per se, v'lo kivnu lios edim b'davar, they did not have intention to serve as edim, then we won't say the rule of nimsa karvo pasul. Lo bat le'edus ha'cherim b'shmu re'iyasan shel elu. The fact that the ma'aseh was witnessed by krovim or psulim is not going to disqualify the others to testify later. The Mayasa Shneachim Shero in Hashlishi Minashuk Be'echad Sharoges HaNefesh. All right, so we have to go back, obviously, to the crux of the Mishnah earlier. We have to see carefully, be ma'ayin carefully in the Tosas Sanhedrin and the Ritva here and the Muki Yosef, just to see various ways to read Rabbi Akiva's disagreement on the din of Atzi Shlosh and Zomimin. We'll see interesting Mahalchim and Rishonim on this. We have to start on the Tosas in the Mitzvah Shem and then go on Vaitiv. Again, everyone please don't leave until you